Hello and welcome to One World Pod, brought to you by the group One World Many Paths on Reflection Island in the virtual world of Second Life. Join our group and participate in online events.
Our dragon guides, I would hope that you would all be present for us here because we're going to need help with this first ever ceremony that we're doing. Dragons are wise, magical symbols. They're concerned with luck, knowledge, evolution. They have a very long, glorious history. Many people on the face of the earth believe they are related to dragons. So, today, this solstice, we on this island gather to honor dragons. I call on the mother and father dragons to be here with us. For the highest and best of all. The female and the male principle, although with dragons it tends to be a little different. I invite you to come and teach us. Help us to understand a little bit more. Be here on this longest night of the year as we look forward to the days lengthening and the light growing, the sun returning. For most of the northern hemisphere, this looks like a time of death. For most of the northern hemisphere, the branches are barren. And foraging has become harder. Things grow brittle and break. And there's a white blanket covering everything. Hibernating animals are in a death-like sleep. But here's one of the great mysteries. Hibernating animals aren't really dead. They are merely conserving their energy, awaiting the warmth to return. Creatures like the bat and the bear and the snake, hibernating creatures, were sacred because they know how to survive the winter. They knew how to conserve their energy. It's that concept of being able to survive. Being able to go into periods of deep introspection and non-activity that are associated with these creatures, as well as being able to die and be reborn. This is in particular the message of Bat. Being able to go within and be meditative and be still and silent. This is one of the messages of Bear. And there are snakes also, which allow themselves to freeze in a pond over winter and thaw out in the spring Well, they can grab themselves some fish, make their way back onto the land. Well, see, that's one of the mysteries. This is not really, although it looks to be dead, it is not really dead. The land is not really dead, it's only sleeping. The trees are not really dead, they're only sleeping. It's just taking a rest. Rest is the dark side of the yin-yang. The black, the white, is the active. Black is the downfall, the rest part. Without both, the dark and the light, they define each other. If we don't have both, we have no definition. We can't really tell. There's a time for all things. There's a time for activity. There's a time for rest. There's a time for light. There's a time for dark. Originally, dark did not mean evil. We all actually come into the world from a dark, nurturing area inside our mothers. Boom. Space, though punctuated with beautiful bright stars and reflections from many suns, the planets, is thought to be dark. Some of us come from there. This time of year, it's good to be mindful. We are made of darkness and light. Too much of one, not enough of the other. Perhaps a misunderstanding leads to an imbalance. We find that usually the most important thing is to stay in balance, actually. Staying in balance is what we ask for. So we honor the light, we honor the dark, the coming of the light, and the longest night. And the happiness we're going to feel, some of us are going to feel when it gets warmer. And I am so glad to see the sun. The sun's time lengthened because it does get warmer, and it does mean that spring is approaching. Finally. This is one of those times when we actually are turning a corner and heading into a different direction. So, we celebrate that at this time. And we're thankful for all the lessons we've learned here on Reflection Island, all the opportunities we've had. And we thank everyone for showing up, our guides, for giving us guidance when we need it. So, like to say welcome. Welcome, guides. Please infuse this island with your wisdom and our teaching with your wisdom. We honor you, dragons. All of you. As you leave this ceremony, we're going to take away with us some of the wisdom that we gain. Take it away in your hearts with you, the knowledge of what dragons really are about. And the next time someone says something negative and horrible about them, please do call them on it. And this way you'll be honoring the dragon. Thank you for coming, guides and guardians. Stay if you will, go if you must. It's time to open it back up and start the celebration.
Thanks for listening. Hope to see you in-world and enjoy our website, dragonintuitive.com.
Well, it's my first one. I'm sure in the future there'll be more. I wasn't quite sure what I was going to do, but I thank everybody for helping, and I thank our guides for coming and helping too. And those of you who've never done this before, welcome. Welcome to the world.
You've done a great job. You've done very well.
Thanks. Well, you know, sometimes it's good to do things and stretch yourself a little bit and do things you haven't...